time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And Coach, you ran into a team tonight that is without possibly their best player in Pookie Powell, but they got big performances. We've seen this play out a couple times this year from Carter and Dees, and they made a lot of shots from the outside.
Well, that's what's disappointing is that Pookie Powell doesn't play, and Lamar Kimball didn't play at St. Joe's, and Luan Pipkin didn't play at Massachusetts, and games that we were ready to play, we just didn't come out there and play. It's almost like we relaxed a little bit because they were not out there, and very, very disappointing.
What do you think happens on the other side for these other teams? Is it just them coming together that much more in the absence of their best player?
Well, maybe they get more shots that they normally are not going to get. Maybe they have this sense of relaxation that they're not going to come out because now the minutes are more distributed in their favor. Just a disappointing performance by us tonight.
Coach, one thing that we noticed is on the season, LaSalle has a negative assist to turnover ratio. Tonight, I think without Pookie in there, they had to move the ball, so they're 17-9 assist to turnover ratio.
Yeah, you know, I thought Will Tony did a terrific job of scouting this team, and I thought our players were really locked in at practice on Monday and Tuesday. In fact, our practice yesterday was one of the better ones that we've had, and we broke down clips of that and showed it to the team and made the comment that, all right, this is a one-possession clip and you're in perfect performance. Execution is superb. But unfortunately, when we went up and down the court, we didn't carry that forward. A missed shot all of a sudden now played into the minds of our guys. Like, for instance, on that last play of the half, which was the killer. I mean, we have the ball and we take make a very poor decision with the shot, and they come down and they bury a three. So what could have been a 6-point game at worst, a 4-point game, maybe a 3-point game at halftime, now becomes a 9-point game, and it was sort of a dagger right in our heart.
For a big part of this game, Coach, they made it extremely challenging on the boards. They took advantage of second chance opportunities. Was it a position thing on the part of the Wildcats, or what was happening to give them that opportunity?
You know, it's one of the things that has really challenged us this year. And again, I talk about the amount of time we spend rebounding the basketball, and we're hitting, but we're hitting the wrong guy. So number 11, for instance, he's going to get a rebound. Well, one of our guards will hit him as well as Luca, but the other guy, he's going to go get it. So, for instance, number 25 goes in and sneaks in and gets it, or number 10 goes in and sneaks in and gets it, or number 4 goes in and sneaks in and gets it. And, you know, it's just a matter of seeing and angles and getting a feel for it. And believe me, we've showed it on film, and boy, oh boy, it's a tough one.
Yeah, Coach, and the other thing is that you said on the top of the broadcast that we got to stay connected to them tonight. And it just looked like that just didn't happen.
You know, they drove us into gaps, and in our closeouts were as if we were doing a closeout in a drill, you know, like a defensive slide drill. And, you know, the operation was a success, but the patient died. And, you know, the object of the closeout is not to hope he misses because you go out there and put your hand up. The objective is to make them miss, and I don't think we did that. And I think there was 4 or 5 occasions, and it was fascinating because in each one of those occasions, it was right as we scored, and boom, all of a sudden they came right back, and we're all set to, and we exploded there for 5 or 6 possessions where we scored and scored and scored and scored, but they scored each possession, and we'd never built any kind of momentum to cut into their lead.
Coach, Dusan went out early in this game. Anything you can tell us about his situation?
Strained knee ligament.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here tonight. tough night in Philly, but thanks for stopping by to talk to
us. Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Perk.